Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
Come on. I gotta say, this is the first time we've had the Carpenters as intro music day. I mean, I know we're doing Christmas music, but the Carpenters.
John, this is one of my all-time favorite Christmas albums.
Yeah, I love Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, yeah. But I wouldn't have picked it for...
Oh, come on.
We don't want to put people to sleep, Dave.
It picks up here. It starts slow. Give Karen a chance, John.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to... Wake up! You can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. I promise no more Carpenter songs. So prior to this week's special session, the Kansas Chamber issued a statement opposing the COVID-19 legislation, placing it at rare odds with Republican lawmakers. During floor debate in the House, Democrats predictably seized the opportunity to hypocritically chastise Republicans for being anti-business. This is coming from the Democrats, who are notoriously anti-business. Joining us now to discuss why their organization and its members opposed the legislation is Kansas Chamber President Alan Cobb. Alan, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you on the show again, my friend.
Happy to be here. Karen Carpenter is one of the best pop voices of all time.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so you and Dave are now going to gang up on me for picking on Karen Carpenter.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you,
all
Alan.
Right, all right.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
That she, what an awesome voice she had. And what a tragedy. But anyway, well, that's what we're here to talk about.
No, that is true. We could do a whole segment on the Carpenters. But all right. I stand corrected, Dave. I defer to my PD on this one. I defer. So, Alan, let me start with this. The chamber opposed initially the bills in part, saying that they could lead to, quote, unintended consequences for businesses. I know you were opposed to many of the original ideas that were thrown about, most of which were left out of the final legislation. What did you think of the final compromise bill that was eventually passed?
Well, it's the least bad, but it's still not good. I mean, it creates a mechanism to fine businesses, and I don't think we need more mechanisms to fine businesses for doing what they should be doing, which is managing their workforce. And I you know, at least we got rid of a trial lawyer's dream into a trial lawyer's, they're going to be taking a hard look at it. So it's not good. And it is interesting political dynamics where making it more difficult for employers of all sizes, not just the big ones.
Right.
I heard, got many comments, email, and phone calls from small businesses, basically, what in the heck are the Republicans doing and making it harder for me to hire and to fire and everything else. So it's pretty interesting dynamics happening out there. And it's unfortunate, and we'll move forward. I will give Senate leadership some credit for holding off some of the even crazier amendments. But they're going to be back in January, and so we're going to have to fight those then.
Yeah, I've heard that some of those are going to come back as bills next session. And, yeah, they're the ones that are for full out, you know, eliminating or banning mandates banning vaccines altogether, the mandates, that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of that kind of stuff that I think will come back in January. It's interesting. One of the themes I kept hearing is that businesses don't want mandates from either side. You know, they don't want mandates from the government to you must vaccinate employees, but at the same time, they also don't want the state of Kansas telling them you can't vaccinate employees. So it is interesting. It's not necessarily that they want to impose a mandate, but what they don't want is government intervention of telling them that they can't. Is that basically what your members were telling you?
Yeah, correct. We did a survey of our members. Now, it's a couple of weeks ago, so time is fluid, but I would guess that things haven't changed, and only 3% of the respondents were mandating vaccines, 3%. So are you trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist? And let me quote Governor Chris Sununu from New Hampshire, who said, "You can't say the Biden administration is instituting a mandate here and we have to stop it, but then the state government should enforce a mandate over here." And I think that's our point of view. And I think we're being very principled and very inconsistent, where I would argue some of the folks who or maybe many of the folks who support it are not being consistent with some of their principles. But, you know, we don't always agree with everybody, and that's the way it goes. But we're not changing our minds.
No. And it's not like you guys can't disagree and come back and, you know, work together and agree on the next piece of legislation. So it's not a, you know, terminal situation. Al, let me do this. I want to propose one scenario for you because I think this is a situation that may very well come up. Let's say you're a federal contractor building, widgets here in Wichita, and the federal government has a vaccine mandate they intend to enforce, barring, you know, depending on the outcome of the case, of the court cases. But let's say they intend to enforce it and fine you if you don't enforce it. Now you've got the state of Kansas with a new law that Kansas has said they plan to enforce that will fine you if you do enforce it. Aren't we essentially forcing businesses to effectively choose their poison, choose which law they intend to comply with and which they don't?
Yes, we are. And absolutely. And for federal contractors, we'll see what the court case is. It seems, how about somewhat clear? Everything's a little murky that, yeah, federal government could probably impose that. And I've talked to many of our members, small and large, who have federal contracts, that it doesn't matter, and they're subcontractors. It doesn't matter what state or local government's doing. Their primary contractors are requiring it. And so it's a business decision. So if they're not doing what their primary contractor is doing, then they lose the business, which is a choice. And then how many people lose their jobs over that? And yeah, so it is a competing both liberty interest, personal, and the business owners, plus state versus federal rights. But we've been fighting this for debating it for 240 years, whether it's the 10th Amendment and what states can and cannot do, Commerce Clause, et cetera.
Right.
But that was one of our oppositions to the law of the legislature passed. It's inconsistent with current EEOC laws, et cetera, about having an exemption for or an accommodation for religious purposes, et cetera, because those things are already in place. And so or is it going to be enforced? Are there enough folks to enforce it? But if you're an employer, who are you going to choose?
Right, it's pick your poison.
State or federal.
For sure.
And it's so why would the legislature put Kansas businesses in that position? But they did. And it's a problem.
We're talking with Kansas Chamber President Alan Cobb. I know one of the areas of concern the chamber also had was the unemployment provisions in the bill. We had Speaker of the House Ron Reichman on last hour. He seems pretty confident that what they did won't affect the unemployment trust fund. Some have claimed the bill could cost the state billions of dollars in unemployment claims, draining the unemployment fund by summer. Do you think there's a real estimate of the potential cost of the bill? I mean, do you think that's a possibility?
That estimate was based on the original language, which did get changed, but some of the unemployment eligibility changes we still didn't oppose. And it's also, there's a principal element and then a slippery slope element that Kansas has worked hard, and Republican legislators and some Democrats worked very hard to right-size the unemployment compensation system in Kansas, including eligibility. So this opens the door for a different part of eligibility, and obviously there's no way we can support it. So what else is going to come up next year or the following year? And yes, oh, well, this is only COVID. Well, it's obviously not COVID because you've already had, again, a bill pre-filed about vaccines that are beyond COVID.
Right.
And so what other issues are non-vaccine related that some folks are going to come up with? So I think the concern is rational and reasonable. I don't necessarily completely disagree with the speaker, but our ideal was not to have that, to change some of the unemployment eligibility. And there's a whole process in order to get that unemployment eligibility. But it's so Republicans, including the chamber and some Democrats, talked for a long time about, well, why are we going to pay people not to work? With the unextended unemployment, well, here we are. I'd say that's inconsistent at best. I'm being charitable to say it's inconsistent.
It is interesting to see I won't call it, we'll just say it's interesting to see how this is playing out with some people who were arguing one way and now the situation has changed and they're arguing in a completely different direction.
Of course. That's politics.
It is, right, and it makes for strange bedfellows for sure. Alan, I appreciate you coming on tonight and the work that you guys do on behalf of Kansas businesses. It's the one thing that set aside politics. We absolutely have to have a strong business community and a business climate, a business-friendly climate in Kansas, because if we don't, that's the rock, the foundation. The last time I saw it was like 60% of Kansas are employed by small businesses in this state, and if we don't keep protecting our business community and our small businesses in this state, it's really going to be the end of our prosperity here. So if folks are interested, if they want to follow you guys, it's kansaschamber.org, correct?
It is, and I got to throw one more thing, but this is some of the rhetoric that we're being challenged with, where there's a member of the Senate who's on the floor saying business rights are pretend.
No.
They don't really exist. Capitalism is regulated out of necessity, and we've been regulating businesses forever. If I would have given you those quotes a year ago, who says that?
Well, I would have thought that certainly was Joe Biden or Laura Kelly. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is some of the challenges we have. But I appreciate you having me on the show, and congratulations on, I don't know, is this 4 years, 3 years?
We are, yes. John? Thank you. Thank you for remembering. We are just this last week, actually, we're going on 4 years now. So, and you've been with us the entire time. I appreciate that, brother.
I've been on a couple times. Yeah, I'm happy to come on anytime. I'm glad people are listening, and I certainly listen, or I listen to the podcast or the podcast replay of it. So I appreciate everything you do.
Well, I likewise have a Merry Christmas. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
We'll take a quick break, and with the limited time we have left, we want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.